Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
We're not. We're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And we also like to talk a lot about Travis Kelce. And congratulations to him and the Kansas City Chiefs. I guess I should say about Taylor Swift's boyfriend, really. We don't need to name him.
Yeah, I mean, look, I got to be honest, I'm personally experiencing some Travis fatigue.
Travis their nickname?
Yes.
Travis.
Oh.
Wait, which is hilarious because his name is Travis.
Yeah.
So it's essentially just...
Maybe it's Tavis?
Trailer?
Is it Tavis or Travis? I thought it was Travis.
I like trailer.
Maybe it is Tavis. Sorry. Trailer is pretty good, but I don't know. Some people are calling it. Oh, no. Most people are calling it Tavis. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, Tavis.
Tavis. Which makes more sense.
And what did you say? Travis?
I said Travis. Look, I was close.
Which also makes sense.
It does.
I still just want to go with trailer, but okay, I will give in to Tavis. That's fine.
I'm experiencing a little fatigue, but I endorse anyone who is, you know, still captivated by it. I want this for you.
Thank you. I mean, look, I need something.
Totally.
As a distraction.
I hear you.
I appreciate them giving it to me. And I don't enjoy football on like a micro or macro level. I think the NFL is a toxic monstrosity. And yet yesterday I gasped when I found out the Chiefs were about to win. And then I turned the game on and watched it. So,
oh my gosh, that's so funny.
And now I'm looking into a Taylor Swift themed t-shirt to wear for the Super Bowl, which I don't normally even like in watch.
Wow, Kate, you're on board.
What's happened? I think I'm just like a distraction is I think what it is, you know?
I hear you.
But again, I'll take it.
Sure. Sure. I get it. And I don't judge.
Now, I will say one thing that has fascinated me is that I have noticed that since Taylor has been going to a lot of games, she has had nail extensions on. And
oh,
I am like,
that is interesting.
I'm trying to, and I'm sure there are 8 million TikToks about this, but I don't have TikTok. But so, you know, apologies if you're already like up on why she suddenly has long nails. But Taylor always has, she's always a short nail, like short natural nail gal.
Interesting.
And like,
I love this observation.
Right? She's had some very, which I would assume are, you know, a gel extension situation going on. She has like a sparkly almond shaped nail right now.
How festive.
I'm very intrigued. Very festive, very on brand for the game. Yeah. But I would just love to know, like, why is she suddenly getting nail extensions? Like, what was the conversation that she had with herself where she was like, I'm now a nail extension person?
Wow. I mean, you know, I bet she'll take them off before her, like, before her shows in the next couple of weeks.
Yes. Like,
don't you think they would be annoying to have while you're performing?
I would imagine. I mean, look, they're annoying for me to have, and I just like walk from one room to another. So can you imagine doing that like 4-hour show in nails? I don't know. I mean, a lot of artists have extreme nails and do
That's very intense physical shows.
But
very true. Okay.
I don't think I could do it. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah. I don't, I personally, for me, I find super long nails just like impractical.
Well, if you wear contact lenses like I do,
there is a real
moment where like, and I've gotten nail extensions and then I get home and I have to take my contacts out and I'm like, what have I done? Uh-huh. What okay, dumb move was
sense.
This?
That makes sense.
You know, I had a weird thing happen. I had a gel manicure and something happened where like a layer, like the top layer of my nail got kind of removed.
Ooh.
From my thumb. So I've been growing it out and it's weird. It's like tender and it's just one little spot. It wasn't the whole nail, but I'm almost kind of like, maybe I just stop fucking with my nails forever. Like it's not worth it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I feel like your nails have caused you a lot of agita.
Oh, I love an agita reference. You sound like my grandma.
And I just like,
yeah,
I don't want, well, but I want you to let this, like, I want you to be free of the hold that your nails have on you.
What is your equivalent of that? Do you have a thing that has a hold on you like that? Would it be hair?
Maybe, yeah.
We all have something, and I think it's okay.
Yeah, we do.
Or at least, you know, it's okay to be honest about being on the journey.
I mean, we're all on some journey, that's for sure.
I'm on a really big journey right now, actually.
What is your journey?
That I like might cry talking about.
Oh, no.
Well, no, it's okay. I'm very emotional. I think I'm about to begin my cycle.
Oh, sure.
And normally when I'm about to menstruate, the emotions are just rippling underneath the surface.
Yes, they're very
intense.
Which
is okay. I have, and Dora, you know a lot of this, but since I had COVID, I have had long COVID symptoms that are still ongoing. And I have finally kind of gotten to the bottom of a lot of it, which is that I have a histamine intolerance. I maybe have something called mast cell activation syndrome. And so I'm about to embark on doing a lot of stuff to try to like feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm emotional about it, but I guess because I haven't felt good for a very long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, like sometimes I think, when we feel like shit, we just start to accept it and it just becomes a part of your life.
Yes. You forget what not feeling like shit feels like.
Right. Like your new normal, yes. You just kind of start to find ways to adapt to not feeling great. And so I did a bunch of tests and it feels like very clarifying to have some answers about like what's going on in my body. Like what was interesting actually, for example, is I'm not showing signs of being in perimenopause, which I thought I was.
Oh, that's interesting.
But like my hormones were like rock solid.
Interesting.
I was shocked. Yes. But what it did show is that I am like a raging histamine, just a ball of histamine and inflammation. And so I have to do a lot of stuff to kind of try to feel better. And I really am like this year, I just am really kind of starting to really think about what it means to take care of myself so that I can hopefully, you know, like be here and feel good for a while. And I hadn't had that kind of like we talk about it, but for the first time in my life, I was like, oh, you've got to make some hard choices about how to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Like you haven't. And that's hard for me.
So what does this mean? What does this mean? Like in actual,
in practical
yeah, in
sense?
Practice.
Yeah. Well, I have to change. I have to do and trigger warning for anyone who doesn't want to hear about food restrictions, but I am going to have to do at least a month or two where I take out his foods that are high histamine out of what I eat. And that is very hard. Like no leftovers.
Oh, why is that?
Like because anytime anything sits for a while, it builds up in histamine. Mm. So it means no canned fish. It means no avocados. It means no spinach. I mean, it's a whole variety. And there's also like a wonderful list of yes, but that is stressful figuring out how to do that. All that being said, I've had such intense reactions to food that I'm like, it's actually like a relief to kind of give myself mm-hmm. this time to figure it out, because that's a big part of what's been going on. I have to really reduce stress mm-hmm. and like be serious about it. Mm-hmm. And like all the ways and what that, you know, all the ways in which, you know, that exists, because stress can also really trigger all this stuff. And so that's just been like weird and emotional for me. And I don't know why it's emotional. I'm fine. I don't have like a disease. It's just an adjustment. It's all, you know what also it is, Dory? Hmm. It's emotional for me because like you were the first person who suggested to me that I might have long COVID. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
I do.
I thought I was in menopause. I don't know what I thought. I was having like a mental breakdown, and you looked at all the symptoms, and being the advanced medical professional that you mm-hmm. are, mm-hmm. you were like, hey, this sounds to me like a long COVID thing. And a lot of people they are finding who have long COVID after having COVID are having this histamine intolerance is how it's presenting.
That's so
for people.
Interesting. Yeah. I felt like when you started telling me about your symptoms, people were starting to really talk about long COVID a lot, like on social media. And I was just kind of like aware of those conversations. And for some reason, whatever you told me, I don't remember exactly what symptoms you described, it just like pinged for me. And because I'm also a detective.
That's right. You're a doctor and a detective.
I'm like Dr. Watson.
I mean, he was a bumbling fool,
but you know, same idea.
You're not that.
I was like, this might just be something to look into.
Yeah, and I dug and dug and dug, and I like landed on this histamine thing myself. And so it's extremely validating to be able to like look at a blood test and a stool sample and a urine test and have somebody be like, oh yeah, look what's happening here. And I think that's what kind of makes it emotional for me, because there's like such a weird, still with long COVID, it's so vague and so many people are experiencing such debilitating symptoms, and I'm not. Like I can coexist with them very easily now, but I don't know. It's just weird. It's just like a good feeling to know, have a little bit better knowledge of what's going on with your body. But then it also like, there's something about it that makes me emotional. Mm. So that's what I'm juggling today, you know, like figuring out what, you know, what I'm going to kind of try to do and what that looks like, and redoing some reading and some listening to things, taking what sounds good to me and then scooting away from the rest.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, it is going to be a journey, and, you know, I know that the idea of having to be kind of obsessive about what you eat is a little triggering for you.
Productive to me. Oh, little triggering. It's like Trigger Town USA.
I didn't want to, you know.
No, I know. Anyway, that's my day.
Okay.
How are you today?
Kate, I got to be honest. I am not great.
I kind of sensed that from our communications prior.
My over communication, the last 24 I was like, hours. I can't talk about it because it's too annoying.
No, but you know what? I really liked that you. I'm trying to really list, try to be more aware when people try to set boundaries and like, and I appreciate that you are communicative about like what you can and can't do in the moment.
I was just like, if I have to like explain this whole dumb situation, I can't do it. But here, I will give you no and our need. Listeners the TLDR, which is that yesterday Henry had a play date, in Encino, which is far from where we live. And as I was parking outside their house, I hit, like, there was like part of the curb was very high and part of it was like jutting out because there was like an overgrown tree whose roots had never been like contained. And I hit it with my tire and ripped a huge hole in the sidewall of the tire. And I could hear the air going out of the tire. So then I have Henry freaking out because it's like a sort of upsetting thing that just happened. So I'm like trying to calm extremely, him down. Yeah. I call Matt. I'm like, can you come to Encino and change my tire? And he's like, yes. Mm. So he comes. We're like doing this play date. Play date is fine.
And Matt outside putting the spare on your car?
And then, you know, about an hour later, Matt had like a couple things to do at home, and he shows up like an hour later. He's trying to fix the car. I go outside to see if he needs any help. And he's like, there's one like bolt in here that is marked. And I think I need a key for it. So that turned into a whole thing. Then it turned out that, remember when I went over the pothole and had to get my struts replaced like 2 weeks mm-hmm, ago? Mm-hmm, he was like, I think when Volvo, I have a Volvo, and we took it to the dealership. I think when Volvo fixed your car, they put the wheel back on too tight because the bolt is stripped.
Oh, no.
And I can't get it out. So he tried for a little longer. And then he's like, at this point, we had been there for like 3 hours. Like I had been planning on like 2 hours. And the play date, the parents were very nice and made Henry lunch. And like, it was very nice. But I was also like, we should get out of your hair. So we drove home. And then Matt went back to try to fix it. And at like 4 p.m., he was like, I give up. Like, I can't fix this. We're going to have to call tire places tomorrow and see like if they can get it off. So I call a tire place near where the car is, which as a reminder is not close to where we live. So the car is just sitting.
Your car's just sitting there.
It's just sitting on a street in Encino. Uh-huh.
In Encino.
And the guy's like, oh no, we can't get this off. You have to take it to the dealer. So we call a dealer that is close by because the dealer that we go to is in Culver City, which is far from Encino. Everything is far. And the dealer at this other place closer to Encino is like, I don't know if we can get that off. You should take it back to Culver City. And we're like, okay. So where things stand now is I've left a message for the guy at Culver City who we have dealt with multiple times about this situation. He has not called me back. And in the meantime, the car is sitting in Encino on a street in front of my friend's house.
40 minutes away from your house. Yeah.
Okay. That is the most immediate situation that we are dealing with. But there, it just has felt like there has been sort of a cascade of shit that has come up.
A drip, drip.
Mm-hmm. I mean, including like the other night, I was like, oh, my retainer's cracked. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just all this stuff where I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what more thing? What other thing is going to? And it turns out there are always more things. So
there are always more
things. I feel like I hate to be the like, woe is me. Everything's going wrong. But I do think that like when you feel like a lot of things are going wrong, everything gets sort of amplified. And not that it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, I don't think I was like predestined to get a flat tire, but it just feels like it gets compounded by everything that has been going on.
It's almost like everything is under a microscope and suddenly it just feels like you're seeing, I don't know, everything feels heightened.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just like, did someone, like literally did someone put a curse on me? And I'm also like, you know, I keep saying like, oh, this is like, this is a season of life. Like, we're going to get through this. It's a season of life. We're struggling now, but like we haven't always struggled. We're going to get through this. But now it's starting to feel like, what if this is just life? You know, the season is lasting a very long time. I compared it to like when you live in the Northeast and you think that like spring is coming at the end of March, but it really isn't.
And then there's a big snowstorm. April 1st.
Yeah. And you're like, when is winter going to be over? I'm so sick of this. And that is how I feel right now. So I don't know what like, it's hard for me to see what the path forward is. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. So that's just like, that's how I am. One bright spot is that I also went to the doctor recently, and last year she was like, your vitamin D levels are low. You have to take a supplement. And this year they're normal. Guess what?
Hey,
the supplement worked.
I like that for you. I like that for you. Love a supplement working.
She also, she sent me my results. She said, great job. And I was like, great job. What does that mean? Like, I don't know. A lot of it feels arbitrary.
And did the oldest daughter in you though, like, I did do a great job.
Great. Okay. But yeah, it does. And I think, you know, it's like, it's hard for me to not just think about like a broader catastrophic context of like, and I'm getting older and, you know, and like it's all like metaphorical. Like, my car is breaking down, but my life is breaking down. Do you know what I mean?
I'm breaking down. Of course.
So that's just like, it's a lot.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that's where we are over here. Kate, we have been talking for a long time.
Oh my gosh.
We should take a break. And we'll be right back. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh. Yes.
And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We when have gifted you, this to yes. many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi.
Boom.
You're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given this to Matt's parents.
Same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also, like, my brother has the app, so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura Frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about we have two Aura frames in our house. I have one in my office and one in our family room. And
do
my
they
kids
have,
love
do
it.
They have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe I should get one from my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also, then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code FOREVER35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done a consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now, look, both Dory and I love our Quince items.
You might even call us Quince heads.
You might. I would say you should. In fact, if you don't address us as such, we might get upset. In all seriousness, I have a variety of clothing from Quince, everything from a beautiful cashmere sweater to a very simple, easy white tee to this gorgeous pink summer dress. You can really like get your whole wardrobe filled with quality pieces at really reasonable prices. You can get organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, which I want. Just going to announce that here. I'm coming for that jewelry.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle people and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35.
Okay. We should also, I forgot, I was talking for so long that I forgot to remind everyone that we have a website, forever35podcast.com. We're also on Instagram at forever35podcast. We always put all the links to everything we mentioned on the show on our website, so you can always check there. We have a Patreon at patreon.com/forever35. I said, you know, on Mondays, we release our recaps of the OC. And that show is just getting so ridiculous, but I am finding our conversations about it to be very fun. Like I was saying, we each listened to half of the episode, and I was saying to Kate, I kind of just wanted to keep listening because I was really enjoying our conversation.
I will say there are some times where I'll be listening to our podcast and like forget that it's us and just like keep listening. Like I'm just like, this is fun. And then I'm like, oh wait, I'm supposed to be like editing this and
I know.
Listening critically. Yes. And instead I'm just like, tra-la-la.
Totally.
The OC is really keeping me entertained.
It's really something. We put our favorite products on our Shop My shelf, which is shopmy.us/forever35. We have a newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter, and you can call or text us at 781-591-0390. And please do email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. Now, I knew that this was going to be the reaction, Kate.
You sure did. You know I was going to win this battle.
But will I win the war?
Will she win the war? Okay, so we're talking about my strange desire to get the Rachel haircut from Friends. Now, I will say, I posed this question and the listener response was overwhelmingly positive. So many people were like, Kate, this one text is, Kate, please ignore Dory and get the Rachel. I think it would look amazing on you. I mean, now, number one, thank you for boosting my ego that it would look good on me. I did run it by both my wonderful stylist and my colorist. Okay. Shout out to Onyx on Madison in Pasadena, California. If you want good cut and color, this is just an endorsement. I love them. I see Chai and Danielle. And they were both like, LOL. What? And I was like, just hear me out. So I am getting my haircut finally. It's been like 7 months, 8 months maybe. I'm getting my haircut in a few weeks. I'm getting my color done in a few weeks. So I'm just going to go in with an open mind. I actually think I want to cut my hair, like cut 2 inches off and just get it a short bob. But I also was kind of like, what if I just got a blowout and you kind of just, and we added some layers and we just saw what it looked like. Just what if? I think the Rachel requires a lot of work, which I don't do. So I don't think it's a realistic cut for me, but there is something about a chonky ass bob that I am, like a lob bob that I am, like think of Meg Ryan, think the Rachel, think it's 1995 and I don't know, just think that. That's kind of where I'm headed. We'll see how it comes out.
If this feels right to you, then do it. Don't listen to me. What do I know? I don't know shit.
I won't. But you do. You know a lot. And also, like, sometimes I do feel like this is on the same, like, wavelength as the should I get bangs question of, like, you can want something, but really you don't. You don't really want it. What you're searching for is really in your soul.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Let's answer this question from a listener. I have a question and a comment, they wrote. First, what are we doing about purses? I have a large work tote that I like, but on weekends, I end up carrying fistfuls of phones, keys, my credit card, and a sundry toddler ephemera. This is true for all other non-work times, like doing errands, dinners, and morning drop-off too. I have tried a small pouch that I live from one bag to the next, but nothing has felt right. Suggestions welcome. Second, I just got a handheld vacuum, and it is truly a game changer. It makes cleaning after a toddler so much easier. I have never had a handheld vacuum recommended as a parenting item before and wanted to share with the group.
Okay. First of all, listener, you are me and I am you.
Same.
Because I also was running into this conundrum and I finally solved it with a fanny pack.
Now, wait a second. Do you take the fanny pack and then put it into a larger purse if you need to?
Okay. Because I got like the, you know, that like Lululemon one that everyone has, which is not that big, but it's like the perfect size. Like I have a small wallet. I moved everything to like a basically like a coin purse almost. So I'm not carrying a ton of stuff around. Sunglasses, glasses, keys, phone, lip balm. And then in the back pocket, I also have dog poop bags so I can just take it when I walk Bo.
Oh, smart. And
yeah, that's it. That's what I keep in there. And because those are always the things that I was always looking for that I would try to keep in like the front pocket of my bag. But then when I would switch bags, it was like, I have to move everything. And it just like wasn't happening. I also have one from Baboon to the Moon, which is a fun little company. It's red. And then I just got another one at Target that I think is like trying to be like a Claire V imitator.
Oh, but I love that.
The Claire V fanny packs range from like $300 to like $400. And this one was $20.
$20.
Because I wanted one that looked like a little quote nicer if I just wanted to like, you know, I don't know. So I got that one, but they're all roughly the same size, not too big. I think when they get to be too big, then you're like veering into actual purse territory and it becomes less practical to move it from bag to bag.
Yeah, that's how I travel. I'll do a fanny pack that I take off when I get onto the plane because they make you take it off and put it into my bigger bag. This is a journey for me. I feel like Goldilocks when I look for freaking bags. But I will say I bought a bag that my friend has that every time I see her, I ask her about this bag. And she's used this bag for like 500 fucking years. Okay. And every time I see it, I'm like, oh, I love your bag. And then I never get it and I forget about it. But they were having a sale. And so I bought one and it just came. Okay. This is a company called Rough and Tumble. Okay. And they make leather goods. They're based out of Maine, out of Portland. And the bag that I bought, it's like a large ass tote bag, but the leather is super light. So it doesn't feel very heavy. Like some of the problems that I have with bags, I bought the minimal tote from this company. And again, like part of my motivation was like every time I would see my friend, you know, she's a friend who lives in Maine. So I only see her like once a year and she always has this bag. I love the style. It's like classic, timeless. And this bag, like she's had it for like 10 years. Like it's just living its best life. Okay. It's very durable. So I just got it. And the other thing I really like about it is that it has compartments. It has a key hook thing. And the shoulder straps are extremely comfortable and it doesn't slide off. But what I was also thinking of doing is getting myself a couple of pouches from Bagu, because I do feel like stuff gets lost in a big tote. And also, I really like this idea that you're planting in my head of moving, having like one little thing that you're able to move from bag to bag. That's a smart move. And the fanny pack is extra smart because then it can become its own little
purse. That's what I like about it. Like for me, the pouch is ultimately less practical because I want to be able to like wear it on its own and have quick access to everything I need.
Well, I also saw that Bagu has a sling bag that was very appealing to me that I wanted to buy, but I don't need any more bags. They have this like crossbody. It's called the Medium Nylon Crescent Bag. For $52, it comes in a variety of cool prints and colors. And it's like a larger version of the Uniqlo bag that I love.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, I'm also eyeing that. But I feel like the journey never ends. Speaking of journeys.
The journey is long and arduous.
Never freaking ends.
Okay. Should we do one more of these?
Let's do one more of these.
Do you have a preference?
I don't have a preference. You take your pick.
All right. Here's another email. Hi, Kat and Dora. Hope you're both having a lovely week. I have two questions I'd love to hear your answers to and hear from other listeners too. What are your favorite porridge/oatmeal toppings? Now that my son is weaning, porridge is a breakfast we can share, which I love. I have mine with golden syrup because that's how my dad always made it for me when I was little. And my son has it with a wide variety of fruit purees, but I want to expand my horizons. Second question, what are some early morning self-care ideas for those of us who aren't naturally early risers but have to get up early for one reason or another? I try to have little things to look forward to, like a hot chocolate or a mug of chai and spritzing my face with rose water for a quick refresh, but I'd love to hear other ideas.
Okay. I love a bowl of oatmeal in the morning. I Googled golden syrup, which seems to be a British thing.
This listener wrote favorite with a U, so I assume they were from Great Britain or Canada or Australia or, you know, one of those countries.
They could be from any. I mean, I just Googled golden syrup because I was like, what is this maple syrup? It doesn't seem to quite be.
Yes.
Okay. I love oatmeal with some brown sugar. I love like cooking up some apples first with some cinnamon and sugar and putting that in the oatmeal, maybe with some walnuts.
Yum.
But I also love savory oatmeal. And I grew up eating oatmeal with just butter and salt. That's how my mom made it. I never had sweet oatmeal until I was an adult. And I got to college and my friend was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like dumping salt and butter on my oatmeal. First of all, it's delicious with salt and butter. I love it with some miso and maybe some like sesame oil. I mean, there's so many delicious savory oatmeals out there that you could try. So maybe some hemp hearts for a little crunch and texture. Definitely always throw in some ground flax for that fiber because you know we got to keep those poops right and tight. How about you, Dory? What's on your oats?
Well, first of all, I like making oatmeal with whole milk.
Yes.
It's very delicious and creamy. I like some chopped almonds. I like some sliced strawberries. I like a little bit of brown sugar or maple syrup, either one. Blueberries, like any sort of berry, although raspberries I don't think would really work, but blueberries and strawberries I like. I also like a banana walnut like raisin situation.
Yes, same. That sounds good.
Cinnamon, always a good little always add, good. Especially to the banana walnut one. I don't really go in all that often for a savory oatmeal. But I enjoy a savory oatmeal. I just don't make it that often. Like a congee or something is I find very delicious, but I don't really know how to make it and don't have occasion to have it that often. But yeah, those are all some delicious options. Oh, you know, there was a like years ago when I still worked at BuzzFeed, they did, and this now sounds so dated, but it was like 2014 or 2015. Like it wasn't that long ago, although I guess that was like 10 years ago. They did one of those like New Year's like detox diet things. Yeah, I know. Doesn't it sound crazy?
Oh, they did that at your work?
No. It was on the website. Like it was a...
I remember this.
I think they called it the Clean Eating Challenge or something, which like now, like Wowzers. We would never do, but like back then felt normal. Anyway, mm-hmm. one of the recipes they had in there was this like carrot oatmeal that was delicious. Oh, yeah. And you would let it sit overnight and then cook it. So you could make like an individual portion of it and had like shredded carrots and raisins, and you can make it with almond milk or whole milk. And there's like some cinnamon, maybe some vanilla even. I don't even remember. And because you were letting it sit overnight, it would kind of soften everything. And then you could just cook it in the morning. I think you could even microwave it. And then it was so good. That was delicious. So you could probably, I'm trying to even think how you would find it. I'm going to try to find it right now. Everyone's like, it's not overnight oats, but it's kind of like overnight oats.
Carrot is so delicious in like sweet things.
Totally. Yes.
I love that. It sounds so tasty.
Okay. So I'm finding recipes for this that are just saying you can eat it cold, which I guess you could.
Interesting. Okay.
I liked warming it up. And also you could top it with Greek yogurt. It was so good. I wish I could find this now.
We'll search around for it. Maybe we can, if we find it, we can add it to the.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like all the recipes I'm finding are for eating it cold. Which like, ugh. No, thank you.
Okay.
So yeah.
How about the second part of this listener's question? What are some early morning self-care ideas for those of us who aren't naturally early risers, but have to get up early for one reason or another? I actually have an idea.
Let's hear it.
Cause I thought about this morning. I was up at 5:30 today and I was like, I'll put on my exercise leggings because I was going to exercise later today. And then I was like, no, you know what I want first thing in the morning? Like warm, soft clothes. Mm. So I put on like my most comfortable sweatpants and sweatshirt and some big cozy socks. Like I think getting up early and easing into the day, if you need to ease mm-hmm. into the day, like not all of us are going to get up early and like power lift and fucking meditate and do all that shit. Like I think some of us need a gentle rise. So I love the idea of like soft coziness at first thing in the morning. I love the suggestion of like a chai or a warm tea or a coffee. Rose water is lovely. I think something warm just sounds, I don't know, especially in the wintertime. Like this would obviously change in the summer. I also like to just go outside first thing in the morning, especially if I can see the sun rising. Yes. That's always just kind of like refreshing and wakes me up a little bit, but also like comforting and beautiful.
Mm. I am not good at waking up super early, so I don't actually have any great suggestions.
Well, maybe other people will.
Maybe they will. Yeah.
All right, Dory, let's take another break.
Let's do that. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. Kate, you know I've been getting into like the spring cleaning vibe.
Yeah, you have really been kind of doing a refresh, if you will.
I've been trying, but I gotta say, it's a lot more fun when you also get to do a little space refresh. So I'm talking like moving furniture around, maybe get a new piece here or there, swap out the blankets. Like I'm almost ready for my cotton blanket instead of my wool blanket.
Yes, the seasons are changing and so is your home.
Exactly. And with Jenny Kane's Elevated Home Essentials, I can get exactly what I need to create the kind of place I frankly never want to leave. Jenny Kane Home is a California brand through and through, and their interior pieces are instant classics. From their candle scents, I don't have to tell you how much I love the musk candle, and Kate, of course, is partial to the Montecito candle.
Always and forever.
Yeah. To their iconic furniture and the coziest pillows, think clean, effortless, and totally refined. Jenny Kane Home is all about the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can curate a space that never goes out of style and always feels fresh as spring. Find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code F35 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, jennikayne.com, promo code F35.
So, you know, we're back in our intention setting portion of this episode. And last week I wrote that it was my brain that I needed to work on. I was in like a really unhealthy little OCD spiral recently that I've coming out of a little bit, and that feels like such a relief.
Good, I'm glad.
And this week, I'm just learning about my new lower histamine life that I'm going to try to live and see what the hell that looks like realistically. You know, like you have to do these kinds of things within the like actual real boundaries of your own life. So.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to continuing to go on this journey with you.
You know I'm going to bring you along no matter what, so put on that seatbelt.
So last week I was just talking about my writing retreat. And it went well. I had a great time. The ride there was scary because it was raining so hard, but it was fine. And I got work done, and it was nice to have a change of scenery, and it was just, it was lovely. And then this week, I'm going to try to break the curse.
Oh, Tori.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't know what else to do. I don't know.
You want to break that curse.
Something has to change. So. I don't know what it is, but something has to. So that's where I'm at right now.
Well, it's time to read and express our gratitude to our Patreon subscribers.
Let's do that.
And these folks all subscribe to our Patreon at $10 level or more. And we thank you. Thank you for being there. We appreciate you. Here they are: Alexander Houghton, Allison Cohen, Amy Maseko, Andrea Sepulveda, Angie James, Ann Tawadram, Becky Hobbs-Haler, Beth Bethany, Brianne Macy, Caroline Cece, Chelsea Torres, Christine Bassis, Coco Bean, Diana, and Martin, Donald Brew Jr., E. Jackson, Elizabeth Anderson, Elizabeth Cleary, Elizabeth Holland, Amelia DiCola, Emily Bruyé, Emily McIntyre, Fran, Hannah, Heather Okenka, Helen DeMoy, Jane Terrio, JDK, Jadel Apte, Jen, Jennifer Barrett, Jennifer H.S., Jennifer Olson, Jess Coleman, Jessica Gale, Jillian Bayman. Jillian, thank you for your email correcting the pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Joanna Stone, Josie Alquist, Josie Heisig, Julia Putt, Juliana Dapice, you tell me, Juliana Duff, Kara Bruckman, Karen Perelman, Kate M., Catherine Ellingson, Katie Quatrone, Kelly Dearborn, Kelsey Wolf-Denay, Carrie Golds, Kim Beagler, Kirsten Collins, Laura, Laura Eddy, Laura Haddon, Lisa Travis, Lizette, Liz Rain, Lynette Jones, M., Marissa, Megan, Monica, Nick, Nikki Bossert, Pam from Boston, Sarah Bell, Sarah Egan, Sarah Buzzy, Shelley Lee, Stephanie Germana, Susan Burseth, Tara Todd, Tiffany Griffith, Valerie Bruneau, and Zulie Melendi. Thank you all so much for your support. We really appreciate you. We appreciate everyone listening to this podcast, Forever 35, which is hosted and produced by Dori Shafrir and Kate Spencer. It's produced and edited by Sam Junio. Sammy Reed is our project manager. Our network partner is Acast. We will talk to you all next week.
Bye.